This is a homily for Thursday, May 5th, 2022, or Thursday of the third week of Easter. My sisters and brothers, once again, good morning. Today in our readings, we hear yet again of God's great desire to be known, the desire that God has to be in relationship with us, that we should know and love him all the more clearly. We also hear of those who come to know the Lord, the desire that they have to share that knowledge, that relationship, to be able to bring others into that communion. But we also hear, importantly, of the disposition, the graces needed in order to be able to recognize, to learn, and to draw close to the Lord. And today's readings give us great examples of the grace of humility, becoming childlike, like the children who will inherit the kingdom of heaven. We hear of a great official in the Ethiopian queen's court, and in charge of her entire treasury, this Ethiopian eunuch whom Philip, as he's making his travels, by chance happens to stumble across. He's impelled by the Spirit to take a different route on his way, and he also is impelled by the Spirit when he encounters this chariot to go up and to sit and to engage in conversation. Here he finds the court official reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, but he doesn't understand exactly what he's reading. He has a clear desire to know more, but by his own admission, he says, "How can I know unless someone instructs me?" Philip, moved by the Spirit, proceeds to instruct him, and it gives us a good model that we are companions on a pilgrim fellowship of faith together. We rely on talking about these things, sharing our faith, sharing our experience of God with one another. Just like those disciples on the road to Emmaus that we heard about recently, they were sharing with each other all the things that took place. And it was through their encounter with Jesus on the road, by listening to him, that they came to understand what the scripture was actually saying. We see the necessary grace of humility, recognizing perhaps our own ignorance, perhaps that we do not always have the answers, that we rely on others, that we need those to instruct us, and also to share our faith experience with one another. With open hearts and ears and minds toward each other, we can continue to grow in our faith experience as a community of faith and draw closer to the Lord in this way. This humility stands in direct contrast to the attitudes of many of the scribes and Pharisees, those adversaries, the antagonists of Jesus throughout the gospel, those who were unable to hear and to receive his word because, in their own minds, they already knew better. Their expectations clouded their judgments. But those who truly are childlike, who come to inherit the kingdom of God, they have the grace of humility, of recognizing the need for others, of recognizing that we don't have the answers. And in that way, their minds, hearts, and ears are open to receive. Jesus in the gospel today even points out that it shall be God himself who teaches us. This is a large part of the mission and ministry of Jesus, his teaching and his preaching, traveling all throughout Judea and Samaria, even into the Greek towns, and proclaiming the word of God, proclaiming the reign, the coming of the kingdom, and working great signs and wonders. They shall be taught by God. We rely on that. We need God to show us the way, to instruct us in word and in deed. If only we have that grace of humility to receive that teaching, to listen, and to let it take root in our hearts. But this is, at base, God's deepest desire, to be known, that we should know and love him and come into closer communion, drawn into fellowship and companionship with him. And so today, as we continue our Easter joy and our Easter journey, let's make that our prayer, that we can set aside our expectations and what we think we know, what we think God should be for us, to set that aside in all humility, in all grace, and let ourselves be taught by God. Amen. Alleluia.